Welcome to the Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit, your guide to feeling younger, reversing disease, and living better now. My name is Dr. Michael Murray, and I'm your host for today, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be with Dr. Trevor Cates today. Welcome, Dr. Cates. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be fantastic. Dr. Cates is the first woman licensed as a naturopathic physician in the state of California and was appointed by former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to California's Bureau of Naturopathic Medicine Advisory Council. After working in several well-known, world-renowned spas, Dr. Cates became known as the Spa Doctor. She sees patients in her private practice in Park City, Utah, with a focus on graceful aging and glowing skin. She's the host of the Spa Doctor podcast, the online Glowing Skin Summit, and the author of the Glowing Skin from Within ebook, a number one Amazon bestseller. Dr. Cates talk today is entitled Glowing Skin and Healthy, Graceful Aging. So, Dr. Cates, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's so great to be here, Dr. Murray.
This is a great fun for us, being friends and all. And I like you to tell the audience a little bit about how you became the spa doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first I want to talk about how I got to naturopathic medicine, because that sort of goes right into me becoming the spa doctor. But I started off interested in natural medicine at a very young age. As a child, I was very sick. I had a lot of reoccurring upper respiratory tract infections and a lot of colds and flus and allergies and skin issues. And my parents took me to a lot of different conventional specialists and conventional doctors, and nothing seemed to make me better. So the great thing is my parents didn't give up, and they found a natural medicine practitioner they took me to. And that's the one thing that turned my health around at a really young age. And so ever since then, I've been really interested in that. And it's set me on a path to wanting to learn more and more about it. When I went to college and beyond, I knew that that's the path that I needed to go on, and eventually led me to naturopathic medical school.
And so you went to National College in Portland.
Yeah, I went to National College of Natural Medicine in Portland, and I graduated in 2000 and went to California, practiced there for a while, then ended up in Utah, which is where I am now, in Park City, Utah. And about 5 years ago, I started working in a world-renowned spa, and I got to be known as the spa doctor. So that's kind of how I started to become known as the spa doctor, and I've worked in various spas, and I like working in that environment. But more importantly, I liked being to continue to be called the spa doctor because I help remind people of healthy living and how to manage stress and how to eat healthier and these things. So the spa doctor just sort of stuck. And I also focus a lot on skin health. So that's how I got to be known as the spa doctor.
Actually, we saw each other a few months ago, and I'm telling you, you are a great testimony for what you're doing, because your skin is glowing and you look younger than you did 5 years ago. So you're doing a lot of the things that you're probably telling others to do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. Well, I realize that, now that I'm in my 40s, I realize we're not getting any younger. You know, sometimes we have to work a little bit harder when we get a little bit older, but we can certainly feel and look great whatever age we are.
Yeah, absolutely. And your summit on the skin and glowing skin was very interesting. And I think it really helped bring awareness to people that your skin is an organ, and it's actually the largest organ of the body. It's not just a shield. It's something that we need to nourish and feed, and it's a great indicator of our overall health. If your skin's not healthy, you're not healthy, and if you're healthy from the inside, it's going to glow on the outside. So there are things about skin health that we as naturopaths look at differently than many dermatologists. Maybe you can give some examples and give us a little bit about your philosophy on glowing skin.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you're saying about skin and what I like to call it our magic mirror, of it giving us great clues about the level of our overall health, our internal health and our overall health. And You mentioned that, but I think a lot of people don't think of the skin that way. They just, you know, think of skin. And when you have a skin eruption, especially conventional dermatologists or dermatologists tend to prescribe antibiotics or steroid creams a lot to just suppress an eczema reaction or acne or anything like that, rather than really trying to figure out what's the underlying cause of the problem. So as naturopathic physicians, and certainly as a spa doctor, that's what I like to do. I like to look at the skin as a magic mirror, giving us these clues. When you look in the mirror and you look at your skin, what do you see? Do they see redness, patches, discolorations, acne breakouts? Is your skin aging prematurely? Then those are all signs that something is out of balance. And it's great because it's the only organ that's just right there that you can see every day. So looking for signs that something is not quite right, we have our skin, and that helps us figure out what the underlying causes might be.
Yeah, and we have our skin throughout our lives, and skin conditions are among the most popular issues that people are faced with. And some of the basic concepts from a naturopathic physician in improving the health of the skin apply to acne or psoriasis or just preventing wrinkles. And we're trying to nourish from within. What are some of the keys that you've found that really help improve the delivery of nutrients and health to your skin?
Well, I always look at skin health as a two-part approach. It's a lot of people think of it as just externally, what are we putting on our skin? But I like to think of it as a two-part approach. Before I became the spa doctor, I was, you know, as just a naturopathic physician, I always just thought of what do we do internally to help with our skin? And now that I, over the last 5 years, I've learned so much more about what we also can do externally to put on our skin to help as well. So it's really two parts.
Okay.
So with the internal nourishment, we want to look at one of the biggest factors that leads to skin problems, or what I call skin inflammation, is internal inflammation. So when we have inflammation internally in our body, it oftentimes will show up on the skin as skin issues. And so what we want to do is we want to try and figure out why do we have that. So some of the main ones are nutritional issues. So they could be micronutrient or macronutrient deficiencies or imbalances. Micronutrients being vitamins, minerals, macronutrients being fats, protein, and carbohydrates. And so we need all of those things to help with our skin, healthy skin from within. We also need good hormone balance. Hormones play a big role in our skin. And that can be, you could be thyroid problems, people with hypothyroidism, for example, or adrenal issues can certainly, excess cortisol leads to inflammation, which can flare up skin, chronic skin issues, or especially autoimmune skin problems like psoriasis. And so, and then as well as sex hormones, as we age, as we go through different phases of our life, whether man or woman, our sex hormones change, and that can lead to things like acne breakouts, like during puberty or even later on. I mean, during perimenopause, a lot of times women notice issues with acne, and then also it's one of the things that leads to signs of aging is changes in our sex hormones. So when we look at hormones, those are also really important. Environmental toxins would be a third thing that I think are particularly important. And we get exposed to environmental toxins in so many different ways, as you know, in our air and our water and our food and our personal care products. So in a little bit, I'd love to talk to you some about personal care products and some of the toxins that are commonly in theirs, but just kind of want to give an overview of that, because many of these toxins that are in our environment have are known as endocrine disruptors, and they have these hormone disrupting effects. So when we're exposed to them, they create more imbalances with our hormone, and they create inflammation and can impact our immune system. So the third thing would be, you know, environmental issues. And then a fourth thing would be digestion. How is your digestion? That plays a really big role. That's a big underlying factor that can impact our skin health. If we have things like leaky gut, where we have hyperpermeability of that digestive tract lining, where that leads to more inflammation and food reactions to things that we're eating, food intolerances. And then also there's the issues of the gut microbiome, which I'm sure people have talked about, the importance of the microorganisms that live in our digestive tract that help support and need to be in balance properly for our immune system and for our digestion. But they also are really directly impact our skin health. So when our gut microbiome is out of balance, then it impacts our skin microbiome, which is the little microorganisms that are on our skin that help keep our skin healthy, keep it from breaking out from things like acne and eczema, as well as our aging. We know that the skin microbiome and the pH of our skin are really important in helping with our skin health. So the digestion plays a big role too. So these are some examples of things that can be underlying factors that play a role in our skin health. And estheticians are not talking to people about this when they come in with skin issues, to just help people be aware of this on the internal level of all the different things that can be playing a role.
Absolutely. And you mentioned these environmental toxins that are often in skincare products. That seems silly, doesn't it, to be putting these compounds that are potentially very harmful on your skin, which is a vibrant living organ. And it's going to be influenced by, putting these compounds on. So what are some of those environmental toxins, and what are those compounds that are in many skincare products that people need to avoid?
Yeah, and it is surprising that there are that many. There are a lot of chemicals in our personal care products. I think a lot of times people think that when they put something on their skin, when they put it on topically, that it's just going to sit on the top of their skin, that they're not going to absorb it. So I think that's why a lot of times people are mindlessly putting things on their skin without really thinking about it. You wouldn't put the same things in your mouth that you put on your skin. But I think people should start thinking about that, because many of these ingredients do penetrate the skin and can get into the bloodstream and create problems. And so if you think about it, a lot of times people don't think about the fact that we put hormone creams on because we want, to help with like bioidentical hormones, or people put on nicotine patches if they're trying to stop smoking, because we know that those things penetrate the skin and will get into our bloodstream. Well, skincare products are also going to often penetrate the skin, and really depends on the product as to how much it will penetrate the skin. But many of the skincare products, especially facial products that we use, are designed to penetrate the skin so that they can have an impact on the different layers of the skin. And so that means it's going to get into the bloodstream. And like I said, many of these chemicals have endocrine disrupting effects. So they have been, some of the endocrine disrupting chemicals have been linked to problems with thyroid, problems with fertility, obesity, a lot of different, diabetes even. So we need to take a closer look at what we're putting on our skin. So I think there's so many chemicals out there, and there's so many ingredients, but I could say to start, people are putting on sunscreen because we know that skin cancer is the number one cancer that there is. So skin cancer is definitely a big concern. We also know that the sun is a big contributing factor to developing skin cancer. So people are trying to do a good thing by putting on sunscreen. Yeah. And that's great. But the problem is that many of these sunscreens contain harmful toxins. And one of them, harmful chemicals, one of them, for example, is oxybenzone. Oxybenzone is in most chemical sunscreens that you see on the market today. And we do know that oxybenzone is an endocrine disrupting chemical. So I do suggest that people look at their sunscreens, look at the label, start becoming familiar with some of these ingredients, and realize that there are alternatives. I was so excited to learn that there are many, many alternatives to preservatives, to sunscreens, to, all these different fragrances, all these different chemicals that we're using. There are natural alternatives, which is the great news, because I think a lot of times people get scared. There are all these different chemicals, but is there a solution? Luckily, there is. We've got great alternatives now. So a better alternative to the oxybenzone is zinc oxide. So a zinc oxide-based sunblock is going to be much healthier than something like oxybenzone, a chemical sunscreen.
Very good, very good. And what about the parabens? Are you concerned about parabens in skincare products?
Yeah, so parabens, people see them like you'll see them as on the label as methyl paraben, propyl paraben, or you know there are a lot of different types of parabens. But in skincare products, they're used quite often, and they're used as a preservative. The concern is that finding that parabens were in human breast tumors. And so the concern is that that's why there might be a link with breast cancer. And some people have downplayed these studies saying that no, it's not related. However, there have been some more interesting studies coming out with in environmental health perspectives in different places, realizing that we do need to take a closer look at parabens because they are known endocrine disrupting chemicals. We need to take a closer look. We need to pay attention. So I'm telling my patients, stay away from parabens. You don't need them in products. There are natural alternatives. So yes, parabens is another one. Another one that people can look for on ingredient labels is fragrance. Synthetic fragrances are used in many personal care products, and they're used because they smell good. You know, and they're more marketable, they're more pleasurable to use. They can cover up other smells, but the problem with synthetic fragrances is that you don't have to, when you use the word synthetic fragrance or you just use the word fragrance, you don't have to list a lot of the other chemicals that are in a fragrance. You just put that on the label.
Right.
So it's an opportunity for manufacturers to just slip in a lot of chemicals that don't end up on the label. So I usually tell people when you see a fragrance on the label, throw that away as well. It's much better to use essential oils because, for example, one of the things in fragrances, synthetic fragrance, is phthalates. It's P-H-T-H-L-A-T-E-S. And phthalates are a plasticizing agent. It's like putting plastic on your face, basically, which is a really bizarre concept.
And they got rid of those plastic beads that were on a lot of those facial scrubs. Can you believe it? Those facial scrubs, they basically contained plastics. That was the abrasive agent. That's crazy.
But with the phthalates, we know that these are hormone disruptors as well. So we want to be careful with fragrance. Stay away from those. Again, essential oils are a nice alternative, or just, you know, skip fragrance altogether. And one more that I think I would probably like to mention is formaldehyde releasers, because this is a common one that's in products. It's not going to be listed as a formaldehyde releaser, but if you like Google the word, you search the word, then you'll see all the different possible names that could be on your labels. But what happens is there is this group of chemicals that when you put them on the skin, they release formaldehyde into the air. So when you rub them in, that formaldehyde releases, and we know that formaldehyde is a carcinogen, and especially when we breathe it in. So people are rubbing on these personal care products and they're breathing it in, and then it also could be absorbing through the bloodstream. So I think it's important for people, I guess, to just start looking for some of these ingredients. There are websites like Environmental Working Group has a website, ewg.org. It's a skin deep database. You can go in there and you can look up ingredients, and it gives you some information about the research behind it. And to just start reading labels, just like people are, I know a lot of the people listening, watching the summit, probably already read food labels and supplement labels, but now I'm asking you to start reading your skincare, your personal care product labels too, because on average, people use 9 different personal care products in a day.
Wow.
So you think about it, you know, you got your shampoo and your conditioner, your toothpaste, your deodorant, your shaving stuff if you're a man. And then for women, we've got all the skincare products they put on, the cosmetics and the hairspray and the hair gels. And if you add it up, it's a lot of exposures, a lot of products. So if you start reading those ingredients and you can't pronounce them or you can't figure out what they are, then just, you know, go to a website like Environmental Working Group and do a little research and learn about it.
You know, one of my concerns looking at most skincare products, they're basically petroleum-based, petroleum jelly, you know, Vaseline-type things, or mineral oil. And I just don't think those are things you want to put on the skin. They showed many, many years ago that if you use mineral oil on babies, it would interfere with their absorption of minerals. So, because it would coat the lining of the intestinal tract and make it difficult for those oils or those nutrients to get absorbed. So, what are your opinion of just the petroleum-based products that serves as the base for so many skincare products, whether it's lip balm or a skin protector?
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned lip balm. If you think about anything you put on your lips, is particularly important because you're licking your lips, you're eating food. They found lead in lipsticks. All kinds of things. So yes, before I forget, I just want to mention what you put on your lips is really important because you're ingesting those. So that's a place if you didn't want to look at any of your other personal care products, start there. Start with what you're putting on your lips. But yeah, I think we've become accustomed to looking at labels and seeing petroleum, mineral oil, and different things like that in products. But if you think about it, it's petroleum. It can't be good for us, right? It's a chemical that we use to fuel our cars. So gasoline. So what happens when we put some of these products on our skin? And in addition to the concerns about the chemical structure of it and the chemical component of it, is that it does kind of trap that layer of it creates this barrier on our skin that's just not healthy for our skin. Our skin we've got this delicate balance of microorganisms on our skin. We also have a delicate pH on our skin, and our skin does best with a mildly acidic environment. We know from research that our skin does best from like 4.5 to 5 in that pH range of a mild acidity. And so when we put things on our skin that disrupt that, it's going to impact our skin health. And when we put things like petroleum products on, it's really just trapping our skin's ability to flourish and to have that balance of microorganisms and the pH. And, I notice, too, that with my skincare products, we've had people put my skincare products on one side of their face and then conventional products on the other side, and to see how they feel. And it's interesting with the synthetic products, it feels thick and heavy. You can just feel it still sitting on your skin. When you use a natural product, it should feel light and clean. And it's a nicer experience, and you can feel it. And also, it's going to help your skin flourish better.
So what made you decide to create your own skincare line, and can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's really interesting because as a naturopathic physician, like you said, I was like, so much of what I talked about to my patients was healthy skin from within. And when I started off being the spa doctor at different spas, and people would ask me a lot about skin, I'd say, okay, well, you need to talk about your diet. We need to talk about what's happening from within. And I really do think that's important. Like I said, it's a two-part, two-step approach. And I always talk to my patients about it. But people kept asking me about what products to use to put on their skin. And I said, well, you should use something that's natural, something that's clean, something that's organic. And they would say, well, but what brands? What should I use? So I started asking estheticians and dermatologists that I knew about natural skincare products. And the feedback I got was that, do you want to use natural products and not be exposed to the chemicals? Or do you want to use something that might have some synthetic ingredients, but that actually works to help keep your skin clear and help you age gracefully? And I thought, well, that doesn't make sense. I don't like that answer because I know how herbs and nutrients can heal the body on the inside. So why can't we do it on the outside too? So I started delving into the research, and that's what led me to what we call the science of natural beauty and the Spa Doctor skincare products, is that there are things that we incorporate in the Spa Doctor products, which I think if you want to use my products or if you want to use somebody else's, these are the things that you want to look for. Number one, like we've been talking about, it's got to be clean. These products have to be clean because the last thing we want to do, you're eating healthy, you're taking supplements, you're doing all these right things, but if you're putting skincare products with all these toxic ingredients on your body, so make sure they're clean and organic, natural. The second thing is there are natural actives, things that we find in nature that have potent effects on our skin and on reducing inflammation, antioxidants that reverse oxidative damage and that help help with collagen, with our skin structure. And so the second thing is including and making sure that you use products that include these natural actives. Some examples of those are, there's a lot of great research on green tea. There's a lot of great benefits to green tea because it's got antioxidants in there, the polyphenols, really help protect our skin. And you could do green tea internally as well as externally. So the research shows both. And there are many benefits on drinking green tea, taking green tea supplements, but also in skincare products. And then another one is CoQ10. There's some great research on CoQ10 internally as well as externally and topically in skincare products. We know that those can be beneficial. Vitamin E is another one. I like the how you find vitamin E in nature and oils. Is also you get some really beneficial oils with high vitamin E content as well as high vitamin A content. Those can be great when they're in their natural state.
I checked out your website, I see all the beautifully packaged skincare products, and I think you've done a fantastic job. I've looked at the ingredients and very clean products, and you have talked about how important it is to avoid those harmful chemicals and then provide natural compounds that really will do something. And I think it looks like you've just done a fantastic job there. I'll have to get some of these and try them out. My issue is that I have a hard time getting into a habit. I have really good skincare products that I never use. Since I moved to Arizona, however, I have been more diligent about using sunblock, and I see that you have some nice sunblock product as well. So, are you using zinc oxide as your protectant there?
Right now, we're not making a sunblock. We're carrying somebody else's that I really like, but that is something that we're working on, is creating our own sunblock. And I do like the zinc oxide based ones. It's interesting because I know so many years in naturopathic medicine, I heard about green tea and CoQ10 and some of those ingredients that I talked about, those natural actives, and learning about them, how they help internally, and then that you can use them externally too, has been really great. One of the things that I've learned more and more about with doing more research on external skincare is that, just like in supplements, when you look at the quality of where the supplements come from, you know, you've got to get really high quality CoQ10, right? Or turmeric, or those kinds of plant substances or nutrients, you want them to come in the purest form. It's similar with skincare products too, because if you look at a lot of there are a lot of products out there now that are called natural products. Some are actually calling themselves natural, but they're not so natural when you actually look at the ingredients. And then some of those products that are contains CoQ10 or resveratrol or something like that on the label, they're not in high enough amounts, or they're not in pure forms, or they're loaded with other chemicals. So it's really interesting to see that parallel when I've been studying supplements for so long, to see that that's kind of similar in skincare world too, but not many people are talking about that in the skincare world as much as they are in, you know, the naturopathic world. But I also wanted to mention that there's one more thing that we do, is that mild acidity that I mentioned before. The skin really flourishes in that mildly acidic environment. And a lot of skincare products that we use, they're alkalinizing, so they have a high pH. Even water, if you think about it, water has a neutral pH of 7. When you put water on your face, it actually disrupts the skin because it has that a higher pH. So what you want to do whenever you wash your face, you want to follow with a mildly acidic product. So that's one of the things that's really helped us realize that's one of the key things that natural products have been missing when it comes to making a product that's effective, is creating a product that have that mild acidity, so that it creates that environment where the beneficial microorganisms, that skin microbiome, can flourish. So then the skin clears up. Those signs of fine lines and wrinkles go away. We can, you know, have that graceful aging and all those great things that we really want in a skincare product without the concerns of it, you know, having all those toxins.
Yeah, you're inspiring me. Let's end it by talking about some of your favorite foods. What are some of the things that you really want to stress that people try to consume on a daily basis?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it's funny too, because I'm learning so much about, you know, you can actually make face masks too with food, like just a yes. smoothie that you can drink and then you can also put on your face. So sometimes say I'll do that on some of the TV shows and stuff I do. It's really fun to do that. But internally is what I'll focus on here. And that is some of my favorite foods are avocados, great. You know, the monounsaturated fats in avocados, really great, as well as the polyphenols, the antioxidants and avocados. It's just one of my favorite foods to eat for skin. You know, it's a lot about the foods that we eat are a lot about the beneficial fats. Those are particularly important for the skin. Antioxidants are also really beneficial for the skin. And foods that contain high amounts of vitamin C, because we know that vitamin C helps support collagen. And that collagen's, you know, what helps keep our skin tight and strong and gives it that structure. So so avocados. Another one is wild salmon. And of course, yes, wild salmon, not farmed. But the exposure that we get from wild salmon with all the pesticides and PCBs and those kinds of things, we don't want those. Plus, they don't have as much of the benefits of the omega-3s, as well as astaxanthin, the antioxidant astaxanthin, which is in salmon and crab and shellfish, and astaxanthin is a really potent antioxidant. It helps protect our skin from oxidative damage from the inside out. So I love wild salmon, avocados. Berries are great because they're full of antioxidants and vitamin C. So bone broth is another great one, that, you know, some homemade bone broth. It's also great for the gut, healing the gut and some of those underlying factors that sometimes impact our skin. So those are a few foods that I think are my favorite foods. And then on the flip side of that, there are certain foods that people should really think about avoiding when it comes to skin and really overall health. I mean, of course, all these things, when you improve your skin, what I notice with my patients is it's usually across the board. They notice all different things, like my skin cleared up, I lost weight, I'm sleeping better, I have more energy, my hormones are better balanced. You know, all these things sort of fall into place when you take care of some of it. So it's not like, you know, these foods are good or bad for one different reason, but for a lot of different reasons, right?
It's great. I mean, what's interesting is when I asked this question to various experts, if I asked Dr. Daniel Amen, what are some good foods for the brain, he's gonna list many of the same foods that you just listed for the health of the skin. Or if I talk about what foods are good for helping people lose weight, same sort of thing. And so what are the foods that people need to avoid for healthy skin?
I would say the number one food that people should avoid is sugar.
Yeah.
And sugar is, I mean, that's probably not a big surprise.
No, I was going to bet money that's what it was, because, because we all know all the different ways in which sugar accelerates aging. And your skin is, you're talking about a graceful aging and healthy skin. The two go hand in hand, and sugar is such a detriment to healthy aging. It's a detriment to our skin.
Absolutely. And when our blood sugar, when we eat too much sugar, and whether that's a candy bar, or if it's maybe it's even too many grains or too much fruit, and it's not balanced with other foods, whatever turns to sugar in our body is an issue. Of course, refined sugar and processed foods are going to be the worst. But even if we're just eating excessive amounts of foods that turn to sugar in the body, when our blood sugar increases, as you know, there are issues with glycation, and the glycation, the end products cause that breaking down of the collagen in our skin. So that's one of the things that we know, is that it's going to accelerate aging. And it's the same thing with our skin. So you touched on that one for sure. And then also, it's going to trigger more acne breakouts. And so especially for people that have acne prone skin, sugar is a big problem. And balancing your blood sugar. So again, it's not just about eating sugar, but you want to balance your blood sugar so that you don't have these spikes in your blood sugar and your insulin, which is then going to increase androgen activity, which we know is a big problem with acne breakouts. So that's another reason. And really, any inflammatory skin condition is going to be worsened by excessive amounts of sugar, by high blood sugar, because of the inflammation that it causes. And yeah, so sugar, That's number one. If there's one food that people can really, cut back on for to help with their skin, that would be the one. The second one I would say is dairy. And dairy is, it's a pro-inflammatory food. Also, hormones are in dairy products. The nature of milk itself is it comes from a lactating mammal that needs hormones to produce that. So there are hormones in milk. So you're going to, and we know that hormones play a role in things like acne breakouts and aging and all of that. So we want to be careful with consuming excessive amounts of dairy. And so what I tell people is if you have a skin condition, a chronic skin issue, or your skin is anything really less than perfect, you could try cutting dairy out for 10 days, completely cut it out, see how you do without it, and then try reintroducing it back in and see if you notice a difference.
Wow, that's great. Well, thanks so much. This has just been just fantastic. You've provided so much information and guidance for people. If you've liked what you've heard today, Dr. Cates can be found at the spadoctor.com. It's a great site. I encourage you to go there. And what are some of the things that people can find on your site from an education standpoint?
Yeah, at the spadoctor.com, by the way, doctor is abbreviated DR. It's not doctor spelled out. I have a podcast up there, free podcast on my website. I also have blogs. You can find my skincare products there. I also have a skin quiz, and you can go directly to that by going to theskinquiz.com, or people can get to it through my website. And it's a free quiz. People just answer a few questions, and you get your own customized skin report. And I created this as a naturopathic physician trying to help people find those underlying causes. Go and fill the quiz out, and that'll give you some great indicators of what your underlying cause might be and some tips to get started on addressing those. So that's some of the things that people can find.
That's great. Well, I've been looking at it as we've been talking today. It's a fantastic site, and I encourage people to get there. And Dr. Cates is also offering us a free gift today that I know you're just going to love. The link to the free gift is located just below. Trevor, again, thank you for being on the show with us today, and we really appreciate you sharing your time, your energy, your expertise, your wisdom, and your guidance. And thanks to all of you out there. Just a reminder, if you want to purchase the upgrade package, the price is discounted from $197 to just $97 right now. And with that upgrade package, you'll be able to download and listen at your convenience to over 24 hours of training, transcripts of each talk, and all of the speakers' bonuses and free gifts. Just click on the order link below this recording. And once again, thank you for joining our Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit and making optimal health a priority in your life. I look forward to connecting with you again real soon on our next session. God bless. Thank you.